Had a clairvoyant predicted 5 years ago that today the Berkshire Symphonic Festival would be inaugurating this great music shed, no one would have paid any attention to them. It is, however, an inspiring reality. But nothing worthwhile ever happens without someone having had a dream. It was the late Henry Hadley who had this dream, feeling as he did that the Berkshires were an ideal spot for symphonic music under the moon and stars. The residents of the Berkshires became intrigued with this idea and put their shoulder to the wheel to make it a success. After two summer festivals, Dr. Hadley, because of failing health, resigned because of failing health, and the trustees of the Berkshire Symphonic Festival approached Dr. Koussevitzky and his great orchestra, the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Words cannot express the enthusiasm that greeted his acceptance. His vision for the development of a great musical center and his understanding of the hunger for music in the summer of a large music-loving public was an inspiration to everyone. Dr. Koussevitzky's first festival of three concerts was given in 1936 in a large tent at Holmwood, Lenox. People came from all parts of the country, and we realized that what had started as a comparatively small affair had now taken on national importance. A permanent home was necessary. Various places were visited. And then Mrs. Gorham Brooks solved the problem by giving to the Boston Symphony Orchestra her beautiful property, Tanglewood, overlooking the lovely Stockbridge Bowl. Dr. Koussevitzky appreciated from the beginning the importance of a permanent building, and his friend, the well-known architect, Eliel Saarinen, was consulted and was asked to draft tentative plans. It was impossible, however, to complete the construction in time for the 1937 festival, and so the six concerts were again held in a huge tent. Most of you know what happened one night last summer when the elements and Wagner got into conflict. This seemingly tragic event proved a blessing in disguise, for immediately after it, the Board of Trustees decided to start a campaign for money to raise this music shed. Many of you responded most generously. A month ago, thanks to Mr. Joseph Franz, the engineer, the shed was ready for the 1938 festival. Mr. Saarinen's conception was the basis for this music shed, which we are this evening so happily dedicating. This does not mean that it is entirely completed. There is still much to do to make it as beautiful and as perfect as it should be for the perfection that Dr. Koussevitzky and his orchestra are entitled to. It is true that a fine roof covers 1.5 acres of land, thus permitting nearly 6,000 people to sit within the building proper, that half of the public can sit on seats, on chairs, that the musicians have a fine tuning room, and that Dr. Koussevitzky has his own suite. But still more is the excellent study on the acoustics made by Professor Richard D. Fay of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. In these recent years, a financial strain when the federal government has spent tremendous sums of money in an attempt to support the hard-hit sphere of culture, the Berkshire Symphonic Festival has followed the older American tradition of aiding culture by individual patronage and support. It has been a struggle, but the results achieved thus far have justified the effort. Today, the concerts are self-sustaining through the sale of tickets, but the building has come from private contributions, and future improvements must come the same way. We are in need of $58,000 to carry out essential improvements. We need iron curtains to enclose the shed against storms. We need permanent chairs. We need permanent lighting in the parking fields. And we would like to beautify the grounds around the music shed. It is our conviction that music lovers who believe in the old American tradition of individual support of culture in America will help us in the future and help us now. The trustees of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and the Berkshire Symphonic Festival work in the closest cooperation. Dr. Koussevitzky is always an inspiration. His orchestra is too much loved throughout the land to be necessary to utilize them at all. There is, however, behind the scenes of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, a great lawyer who is its guiding spirit, a summer resident of the Berkshires, and a true friend of the Berkshire Symphonic Festival. It is my privilege to present the president of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, a distinguished man and a loyal friend of distinguished music in America, Mr. Bentley Warren.